Oh, hi. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
It's the second show in a row, same day since I've been back, talking about my intestinal problems. So far, so good.
Okay.
Tonight, I'm doing that movie preview live show. Today's going to be quite a day.
Jesus.
Let's see what happens.
Luckily, previews are short.
KeithandtheGirl.com. Right. I keep going to the bathroom in between these short previews. Where are you going? I'm like, right, here's a cute little quip. Okay, bye.
Just getting popcorn.
KeithandtheGirl.com/album. It's coming out June 20th. So get my album now for pre-sale on iTunes. It's called Awake, A-W-A-K-E. You send me the receipt to album@ktg.com. I will also send you how to get the entire video for free. Does that make sense?
Yes, you got to get it on pre-sale, and that's before June 20th. So get it now while you're thinking about it, keithandthegirl.com/album.
A lot of exciting things happening with VIP, by the way. The new movie night is out, Star Trek Commentary, Season 1, Episode 7, entitled Justice. Chemda compares it to Keith's Justice. I explain why over 12 years together, that could be the dumbest thing she said, but this show is a lot of fun. P.D. Diabru, Micah Fox, and we have a good time. Also coming out is a new What's My Name from Chemda about this guy that infiltrates television shows.
Yeah, Harmon Leon. He makes up these fake stories, fake names. He was on a show called Lie Detector where they take your story and they see if you're lying. His whole story was made up. And right. I'm going to spoil it. He passed the lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was so funny because, so I'm watching all the clips of his stuff before he came on the show, and the lie detector one, he made up this whole thing. He had a parole officer, and he wasn't really smoking the drugs. He got secondhand high, blah, blah, blah. So the host was so proud of herself. She's like, you really, you know, you're vindicated, and we're going to send this to his parole officer. And I was like, what happened to them sending it to your made-up parole officer? And he's like, they never asked me about a parole officer. They didn't send dick to anyone. I was like, whoa. So anyway, that's coming out on Friday. It's Harmon Leon. He's absolutely incredible. He infiltrates all these shows. Then he starts infiltrating all these really like Trump supporters, like rallies. He had dinner at an Applebee's with a white supremacist family to see what that's like.
Maybe he comes back with some good points.
Yep.
You know these people. You got to see all sides. Also, there'll be the Casey James Salango, My Name is Keith. He cries during it, and I know I have to get that out to you, so we'll do that. And we're going to keep doing My Name is Keith. I do have to curb this drinking. People are leaving the studio dying, so don't worry. We're going to switch to heroin or something safer. Now, today's guest, he's been on before, and this, quite frankly, this guy is a superhero. I don't mind saying. He's been on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, creator and performer on Secret Weapon, host the UCB East show See You in Hell. We'll explain all that. Doug Smith.
Hello, how are you guys?
How you doing, Doug?
I'm great.
I'm gonna remind people, if you don't mind, of why
Go
you're a superhero.
It. All right.
Okay. Doug Smith saved a woman's life, quite frankly.
Ah, shucks. I don't know about that.
Doug just handed me papers on it, as he said, all shucks. Now, he was walking down the stairs of the 2nd Avenue subway station here in New York City.
That's a new subway station, too. You didn't wait.
A man violently attacks a woman on the platform. How violently? I know that could sound like a dumb question.
He punched her in the face with all his might. Pretty violent.
And you said?
I said, hey, buddy, that's a lady.
And he said?
That sure shook some sense into him.
And he said, all right.
He said, yeah,
I see a man then.
Yeah.
So he goes over to Doug. Doug goes to punch him. Doug's not a fighter. And by that, I mean never fought. Am I right?
Never. Nope.
The punch is 8 feet away from the guy's face.
Yep.
Guy goes, okay, now it's my turn to punch. Punches back. Doug doesn't realize until later when somebody points it out on the subway that you just got punched with a box cutter between those guys' fingers. Slash right across your face. You can see it on camera now. And
say it.
And as you leave the subway, you also find out that as he ran out after punching you, he punched another woman in the face.
It was prior to the girl that I jumped in to help. But yeah, okay. he was on quite a tear that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at this. So that first woman, did you ever see her again?
The one that I jumped in?
The one that you jumped in?
No.
Okay.
That's why, thank God, there was that other... I shouldn't say thank God. Thank God he punched that other woman so you could have double testimony.
Right. And, but the other woman does join you in,
yes,
in a courtroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you dating anybody now?
I'm married with child.
Okay. Were you married at the time?
I was with the same woman.
Okay. So she must like that. Because my point was, of course, going to be like, do any of these leads to dates? But she, your wife must love this.
Yeah, she loved that he got slashed.
No,
yeah.
But my man's a hero. I mean, they act like don't jump in, blah, blah, blah. But you're a hero and that's got to be a turn on.
Yeah, I mean, she saw all the darkest side of it, you know, right. Me being laid out on a couch for 2 weeks, hopped right. up on Vicodin and
slurping juice for
couldn't
food.
Chew anything. At one point, I got so desperate to eat food that I ordered a bunch of Chinese food and put it all in a blender.
Ugh. No, you did. You didn't eat it.
Yeah, I swear. I tried. It was too disgusting to choke down. Egg rolls, wonton soup was my base.
You know movies are fake, right?
Sesame chicken, all in a magic bullet.
Ew. Oh, God.
Yeah, it wasn't happening. I went right back to the insurer after that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would sooner suck on the lo mein noodles and mush them before I blended them first.
Yeah,
that is something.
Eat lo mein noodles the long way.
Yeah,
go like, sweetheart.
Slide
I know
them down.
You don't have to admit it, but I know you're looking at me as a hero. But I gotta go live with my friend to wipe my asshole. You know, because like all of a sudden, you know, you end up a mess.
That's the thing. Like Keith is always waiting for women to be lying to him. Like, yeah, you said you didn't want me to step in, but you know I'm a hero now. I'm right. like, yeah, I gotta take care of you for these 2 weeks. You're not working. Yeah. Like this is not fun for me. Hero my ass. Like, how about this woman pays you your 2 weeks that you have right. to be laid out? I mean, yes, we're saving on, you know, groceries, but he just ordered fucking $50 worth of Chinese, blended it and threw it out as if that was a thing that you had to think about.
Well, day three of being all cramped up that I was explaining the story on the last show, my wife had to do everything for me. Like bending over was painful. I'm not exaggerating. Talking was painful. Mm. And you could tell at the end of day three, she's like, you can get the charger, you know? But she's like, she's yelling something for the other room and I can't really answer because it hurts to yell.
Yeah.
This was in line with your digestional issues you mentioned?
I'm comparing the two of us, what we had
They're
to go
the same.
Through.
They're totally the same. Right.
The attacker was caught.
Diarrhea and bleeding from your face. It's the same thing.
You know
thing.
What? The bleeding, you put some gauze on it, you sip some juice. They have great juices and smoothies out. I was in pain constantly moaning. You weren't moaning.
I don't envy you. That's way worse.
Thank you.
Can you start moaning and then we'll feel a little something for you? There you go.
I don't want my wife hearing me in the other room. I'm in bed.
Oh my God, I did think about that. I'm just like, how bad is Keith really? Because he underplays things. He's just like, I am feeling terribly ill today. And I'm just like, can you put on a face where like you're being real with me right now? I'm just like, you're bleeding out of the ass. Can we panic a little? Is it okay?
Yeah, even then I would tell my wife like, the poop's not coming out right. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I was like, he's
now here's a laundry list of things I need to take.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bleeding out the ass, it's a perfect example of picks or it didn't happen.
Right. You know, and I took some because I didn't want people to question it. So the attacker was caught 3 days later. He was hanging out at the exact same station.
Yep.
A 51-year-old homeless
That's
guy.
That's the spot for punching ladies.
Sentenced to 15 years. Is he still in prison?
As far as I know, yeah. They haven't sent me any updates.
Would they?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, I doubt it. I doubt they like get all the victims together like, hey, he's coming out. Here's like your invite. You could pick him up. Hey, let's all make like friends, you know?
Speaking of fighting, and explain this to me. You're a direct descendant of Ulysses S. Grant, the fantastic Northern general during the Civil War.
This is true. You've heard of him.
How are you a descendant?
He's my great, great, great grandfather.
And we have the same mustache.
So did you say, like, does that flash in your mind when you see this attacker? Like, I'm a Grant.
It didn't at the time, but if I had ran away, that would have been the dark cloud over me for the rest of my life. Yeah.
And then once I heard this in your stand-up, speaking of you being from this great warrior, you once spent an entire game of laser tag shooting the wrong team.
That is true.
War gets crazy. You don't know who's right? to run that way.
Hey, as long as you're firing that gun, that's all that matters.
Do they go like,
fucking dog?
As long as you look like you're active,
it beeps just the same if you hit me or somebody else hits me, Doug. Well, I thought you were catching my
that
flag.
Other team carried me out on their shoulders.
Honestly, who knows who he was saying, hey, that's a lady to. It could have been the guy behind that guy. He's getting all the credit and the slashing. Oh, Doug, you live a fine life.
Truth is, me and the guy were just fighting over the same lady. That's really what happened.
Yeah, what he said is, that's my lady.
Yeah, yeah.
how old were you when your grandpa died?
When Ulysses S. Grant died?
the grandpa less than him.
The grandpa less than him, 8 years old?
You were eight.
Yeah.
So, get this. His grandpa dies in his sleep. No, I don't know what kind of
research.
I don't know what kind of support group you have. But no one explains shit happens. And he will not fall asleep for weeks. He has trouble sleep because he thinks you die in your sleep.
Yeah.
What?
If you're a little kid and someone tells you that your grandfather died in his sleep, wait, are you going to go to sleep?
But it sounds like your parents are saying your grandpa died in his sleep. Good night.
were you standing over your parents' bed like, are they going to die? Are they going to die? Are they going to die?
I would fight sleep as much as I could. Just you know. I swear to God, I did start drinking coffee at a very early age.
Would you wake up in cold sweats? Like, I'm alive. I'm
alive. Yeah. Thank God I'm here. Yeah, it was bad. I was like, all right, I made it through one night, two nights. All right, maybe I'm still young enough where that won't happen to me.
But Doug, isn't this terrible parenting where they can't go, you're not sleeping, and I'll put two and two together. It's because grandpa died sleeping. They don't notice that you're not sleeping at 8 years old.
I mean, I hit it because, you know, I can't like go out there and be like, hey, I'm up, you know, let's party. Put on some cartoons.
But it wouldn't affect your schoolwork or anything like this.
I was always terrible at my schoolwork.
Okay, so good.
Yeah.
You were on brand.
Just a moron across the boards.
Perfect.
Your father
was on brand.
Your father only has one eye.
He does.
He lost his eye barbecuing.
Yep.
What was he doing? He was flipping something. He flipped
flipping
too high.
Burgers with a two-prong barbecue fork.
Everybody knows use a spatula.
Yep.
It caught in the grill and he pulls
caught
off.
On the grill and it sprung out of his hand, popped it in the eye.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's find out this episode how many times Kenta says no.
Freak accidents run in the family. That happened to him. This whole thing with me.
This is just funny timing because he just said he was so dumb and then his father poked his own eye out.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
What is funny? You just compared your dad poking himself barbecue, yeah. Which I like because I'm going to tell people it's scarier than it is when I do it. But, you know, with your slash. So I picture you and your dad are out somewhere and people are like, oh, your slash. I heard that story. And, you know, Mr. Smith, what's your story with the eye? I bet it's a... And he's like, I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, what is the word hero? You know, we all did what we could do.
I saved him from the box-wielding assailants and
right.
Lost the eye.
How old were you when you had your adopted siblings?
They're much older than me. So they were around when I was born. My oldest adopted brother, who's half Japanese, is 18 years older than me.
Okay.
And my sister, half Indian, 14 years older than me.
So you explain in pictures it's you and a bunch of doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. All they need is the lab coats. Yeah, my I do have one blood brother, but he doesn't make the cut in that bit. So it's
right.
They adopted one and then they had my blood brother and then they adopted another one. And then 14 years later,
wait,
my mom was 47. Thought, oh, menopause is around the corner. You don't need to pull out. And then,
oh, wow.
Me.
Oh, my God. You're lucky that wasn't me. I would have aborted you so fast.
That is funny.
47. I just got done with all this. Fuck you.
Right.
Someone else is going to have to save that lady.
It's funny when it's a regular, what do you call it? Freshborn. And then it's adopted.
Freshborn, yeah.
Then it's adopted. Then it's a trueborn.
Yeah, the born-on date.
And then
on your forehead.
Then it's another adopted. Like, they must be thinking, like, why don't I want a normal one?
A normal? Stop it!
And then they get an adopted one. They go, no, we were right the first time. Let's have a normal one again. You know, anytime it goes back and forth, there must be some kind of thinking, and I wonder what that was.
I think the thinking was, oops, and on purpose. Oops,
I guess.
It would have been really insulting if they adopted another one after me. That would have right. really been salt in the wound.
Pull out on the contract on another yeah. kid.
By the way, speaking of sex, have you ever, we asked the audience, this was during a poll about sex in public, have you ever had sex in front of other people, yes or no? 26% say yes.
In front of other people.
I bet it's really 54%, but sometimes you don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure plenty of people have had sex in front of other people without knowing about it. You know what I mean?
Like, I guess this is the knowledgeable one.
We live in New York City. Not everyone draws their blinds.
Right.
I've seen people having sex before. They probably answered that poll. No one's watched me have sex, but hey, there's at least one out there.
You're like, how did Steve Williams write? Did he write yes or no? Because I'm telling you, yes, he did.
Have you had sex in front of people?
I have never.
Never?
No.
Is that?
I'm too terrified to have sex with no onlookers at all.
I'm afraid to do it even by
the,
myself.
Even the one in participating, it's too much for me.
We only have sex when she's blindfolded.
Yeah.
How old are your kids now?
Just one. He's going to be two in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it tough? Is that a dumb question?
They say it is, but it's great.
Are you nervous about this terrible Tuesday talk about?
He's already there.
Oh, okay, so that's the good news.
He's already there.
He can't get worse.
No way.
All right, what's he going to be when he grows up? Because you can get an inkling at two.
I think so far, I think he wants to be a garbage man, judging by his obsession with garbage trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, I wanted to be just anything I was around. There's not too long of a period I was going to be a bus driver.
Yeah.
I'm sure garbage man had to make it in there. I was going to be a gym teacher because that was a joke.
Pretty good. I just wanted to be like a Smurf.
That's good.
I figured they need another one, right? They only have one woman.
We never had the, we always had the hand-me-downs. I was going to be a snork. let me mention this, please, if I may. ZipRecruiter. What am I talking about? I'm talking about you hiring people for your business. Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? It's a challenge. You don't know who you're going to have working for you. Unless you find the right candidate.
How do you do that?
Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click.
No.
Then, yes, I knew you'd say no again. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. See, this is what makes ZipRecruiter different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter gets a qualified candidate in just, ready for this, 24 hours.
It's a good hide and seek game.
No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy to use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. One more time. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/KATG. Okay?
So you guys do the ad copy justice. I've listened to a lot of podcasts where you can tell that the comics clearly record it on their cell phone first thing when they wake up in the morning.
Yes.
You notice that?
Yes.
Like, me undies, give it a try. You hear traffic noise in the background at their window.
What do these underwear do? Let's see. You wear them like underwear. Okay. No, give a shit. They do, of course. I got a letter from my landlord complaining about this second dog finally.
Oh, no. It wasn't a letter going like, you know what I thought about it?
We love you have two dogs and we didn't take the time to
You're
say.
You're a good person.
You guys are the best.
You're quiet in general. You don't ask for too many things. And we just wanted to say thanks. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to many, many years.
There's champagne at your doorstep.
No, we knew we weren't allowed to have a dog, period.
Sure.
We got one anyway. So, and the cutest, tiniest little puppy. And as I'm talking to the landlord in the hallway, the dog runs out. And she's like, you can't have a dog. And I'm like, I know it's too late. And I know I broke the rules, but this is it. This is a child that I decided
to take
on.
And this is your second one.
So right.
And you had kept the first one hidden successfully?
No. So the first dog, we're still on the first dog.
Okay.
And I put it on my shoulder and it's that tiny. And I'm like, Willie, can you tell it? I'm like, well, that one you can have. So anyway, we get a second one. And we pass the landlord many different times. Sometimes he gives a look. Sometimes he's overly friendly. And then I just got a text.
Now, did something happen or he just decided to text
you? I saw him. I don't know if you remember. A couple days ago or last week, I'm leaving and there's the guy landlord, the wife, and then the daughter seems to be the only one that speaks English. So we deal with her. But they all seem to be the landlord. Okay. So it was the wife that saw the first dog. Then of course, the husband sees that dog later. Then sees the second dog fairly often.
But to the point where they look like each other, though.
Yeah, they do. But when they see them together, it's bad news. So
you don't think that they think the dog is just running with a mirror?
Yeah, I'm like, man, you move fast, dog. One dog. I remember Anne showed me something online that is saying in New York, no matter what the rules are, if your landlord knows that you had a dog for over 3 months, done. It's a done deal.
Your dog has squatter rights.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, and our dogs aren't causing problems. I don't feel bad at all, quite frankly. So anyway, the other day I'm walking the two dogs out and the landlord says, there's two? No. Oh, no, 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 no. I can give a fuck what this landlord thinks. Anytime it's a holiday, kissing my wife. Where's my kiss? Fucking lips? Creepo. It goes for lips. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She dodges.
Where's he from?
It doesn't matter. Shitheadville.
Oh, it matters.
He's Greek.
He's Greek. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, like, oh, where's my hug? You know, what's going on? It's Christmas, for God's sake. So anyway, this little pervert. So I pass him with the dogs. He goes, no good. No, the two dogs. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm watching the one, while my brother's sick. But he's already responding before I'm done talking. He's like, no, no. So I ignore him and I walk around the block. And when I come back, he's sitting on the stoop. And I assume, he never does that. So I assume he's waiting for me. Then I walk in like, no big deal.
He's like, I must kill one dog.
Right. You pick. And so he says, he goes, and very friendly all of a sudden, like, a boy, girl? I'm like, they're both girls. He goes, oh, nice, nice, good. And then it seems the next thing I know, there's a text from the one that speaks English. Hi, Catherine. Please accept this notification that you are in violation of your lease again.
No.
You signed a no pet clause before you moved in and you got a dog without our permission. And now you have one more dog. The pet must be removed immediately. Your full cooperation in this situation is expected. Thank you.
No way. And they don't want to switch tenants. You guys pay your rent on time.
We are, like, I'm serious. We're good tenants.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to switch it because most likely they're going to have a rent-free month, right? Because you got to fix up the place. You guys have been there for a while.
And me and my wife happen to be in a restaurant having lunch. And she's such a, you know, her. She's a go-getter. I start taking notes in notepad, like, all right, dog was my brother. He's sick in Pennsylvania. Can't get rid of them. Had the dog since October. If people are complaining, I'll get a trainer. We probably won't use that one. There's babies upstairs. There was a dog already when we got blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, she's like, okay, I wrote it. You want to see what it looks like?
You're taking notes and she wrote out the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, a second dog wasn't in our plans. However, we adopted the dog from Keith's brother who couldn't look after her due to having cancer and chemo treatment. So we're taking a page from Penda, wasting all her excuses that she could have been using for things. We've been looking after her since October, and the guy landlord has seen them both several times over the past 8 months, so we never thought there was an issue. At this point, it is not possible for us to get rid of the dog. So how do we solve this amicably?
Mm-hmm. What do we do now?
That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we were talking about moving out anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh, so that's good news.
It's not the worst news.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had to, it was my idea to use the word amicably because, you know, Kat wants to write, so now what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what happened all of a sudden, now what? And what's funny is you guys got to take this shit off your phones that reveals the dot, dot, dot when you're typing. Because you're telling me, I mean, this is good for me, but I can tell what a nervous Nelly my landlord's being, dot, dot, dot. And then, you know, she's like, okay, wait, slow down. That's not a good start. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Then it goes away and there's nothing. Until finally, I was not aware of the second dog. I just found out today.
Dot, dot, dot.
Right. I let it go the first time because it was a small dog. You understand that it's not fair for the rest of the tenants. There's so many fights in that apartment building. Mm. Don't tell me what's fair. After you brought yours, everyone complained.
Mm-mm.
First of all, never mind, of course, he means complained, but they didn't. They didn't complain.
Well, what kind of dogs are we talking about here?
We're talking about poodle. We're talking about two poodles, small poodles.
This small dog clause that a lot of them put in contracts is total bullshit too, because smaller dogs are far louder, generally speaking, than bigger dogs.
Right, I'm with you. I mean?
Doesn't make any sense.
Because they're yippy.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, yours may not be,
right,
but it makes no sense.
No, yours is the most small precious.
Dog. Mine are angels.
Yeah, yeah, everybody else, but yours, no.
But people think complain. If there's anything, then it'd be like, hey, there's a dog, can I have a dog?
Mm.
Maybe that's
exactly
it. But no one complained.
What else? You got me. What else?
We strictly specified to the realtor no pets, and it was written in your lease before you moved in, and you did it anyway. I'm sorry for your family member and the dog, but either you make other arrangements for the second dog, or unfortunately, we will not be renew your lease.
When is the renewal?
January.
Okay.
So we have plenty. We're going to be adults for the first time and find a place before we need one.
Mm.
How exciting.
So are you like, okay, that's it?
She just saw a place today. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll move out in January. No problem.
And you're looking now?
Yeah. I'm not sure how it works. I don't know what person is going to be like, yes, in 6 months, we'll be ready for you. Right. But yeah, we're looking.
Wow.
Not struggling looking, which is the best way to look.
How about this story about your brother? Is that true?
No.
Oh, man, that's bad karma all around.
Nah, I'm assuming I'm still talking about Mark, who has died so many times when I've been late to jobs.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it only makes him stronger.
He should have said that I had cancer so long ago. Maybe I wouldn't have gotten a tumor.
Right, right.
Yeah, you should call him up. Be like, hey, Mark, just a heads up. If you do by chance get cancer in the next couple of weeks.
My bad.
Yeah.
It get checked out. Right.
By the way, if cancer is being dealt out by Keith Malley, we need to fear him a little more. Like, I keep calling him a shithead. Maybe I need to calm down.
Yeah, so that could be it with this place, and I don't care. I never liked the landlords.
Yeah,
and you know, I move in, the guy opens my door and walks in. Do you know what happened just the other day? They're spraying for our roaches and ants, and they I know that they must have texted everybody. It had to be a mass text saying, "Hey, on Saturday we're going to come in and spray. Somebody please be there." They come into the place. You know, and I'm kind of hiding the dogs. So I'm looking out. So they come in to spray. Mm-hmm. Landlord comes in too. My wife's watching the dogs in the other room. So there's no hassle whatsoever. He leaves. I'm looking in the hallway to see when it's safe for these dogs to run around in case they do make noise. Nobody was answering the door right across the hall from me. They just walked in.
No.
Yes. Yes, sir.
No, that's like so not okay.
Yeah.
I could be fucking, and that's why I'm not answering the door.
Was the door locked? Do they have a key?
Yeah, of course they have a key. They have to have a key.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, no. That's banana. You're looking at me, but I want to look at your landlord.
Well,
that's bananas.
I told you a day or two after I moved in. He knew I moved in, and he's like knocking, and I'm doing dishes, and I'm ignoring it, and he let himself in.
No, I don't like any of these landlords where like you constantly feel like you're...
It's not your place.
Yeah, you're a guest in their house, but you're paying over $2,000.
Right.
You know, and it's like... And anyone outside of New York, when they hear that, they think like, oh, you have 2-3 floors, washer, dryer, shit like that. No. You're like, two little dogs don't even fit in your apartment.
Right.
That's he could walk into your kitchen. In a lot of apartments, you might be showering in there.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. I had one of those apartments. I loved it.
No, man, this is the guy when, you know, right away, this black ooze starts coming out of the kitchen sink. And I'm a good sport. I'm not even nervous. I'm like, well, obviously you're going to find this. You're going to fix it. He yells at me like, what did you do? I'm like, look, it's also coming out of the tub. I poured gasoline and all the things, but you can't do it. This is a new place. You can't do that. Put gasoline in the things.
There's such a difference. The landlord for this building, he does a similar thing. He recently fixed our bathroom, and he's like, and that's the last time I want to hear from you about this bathroom. And I was like, sir. And I was like, I can't believe I just called him sir. Right. I was like, sir, please, you have to stop doing that to me. And he's like, yeah, I keep coming for the bathroom. I was like, I've lived here for 5 years, and if I called anything about this bathroom, it's because it was leaking from the beginning, and this is the first time you switched the bathroom. He's like, no, I come here all the time. Like, sir, you will not continue saying that. I am letting you know that that's not what happened, and you need to, you know, check your records, and if the record says something different, we need to talk further about this.
And you know, he doesn't really have a point. He's just throwing shit out there. But then he goes, I know this is a commercial space. Well, first of all, that means it's even used less than if somebody lived here.
Yeah, he's like, you have all these people coming in and out. I'm like, no, I don't. No, I don't. I don't stay here at night, which means my morning poo is somewhere else, which means my nighttime thing, that's somewhere else, which means like Keith takes a shower every other time he takes a shit or something. Like, that's not a lot.
Right.
That's just consider all these people my boyfriends and girlfriends, because I could be dating this amount.
By the way, I think I realized what did make me sick. Not long before I got constipated, I saw the new version of The Mummy, and that could have done it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, I'm blaming you for that one. You're out of movies.
You got it coming.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Doug, are you the Mummy? Can you please?
Yeah, I can't really even figure out what the hell they're doing there. Are they rebooting something that didn't even barely ended 10 years ago, or is it a continuation?
Were you the only one in the theater?
It wasn't packed.
And it was
what? It wasn't packed.
It was a Saturday.
It was opening night,
Thursday.
Friday, 9 o'clock.
Thursday, 7, 3D.
Ah! Oh, man, you spent extra money to see this shit.
Well, if you're already spending $100, what's three more?
That's true.
That's going to get him in the poorhouse someday. His wife is like, that is how you get broke.
it's all these movies now. They're just going with name recognition. But, you know, why? How come everybody, I think it's in hindsight. How did everybody know The Mummy's going to be so bad from a Tom Cruise promo?
Keith Malley.
Fuck you. Just named
so many things. The Mummy, Tom Cruise.
The Mummy. Brandon Fraser was fucking great. It was
Brandon's
great.
Better, but Brandon's pretty good.
Right, that's true.
I saw two of The Mummies. You're wrong. I don't know.
Okay, there's not two of the mummies. You saw the 1910 mummy. What are you talking about?
There's two other mummies.
You're talking about some Scorpion King bullshit that your boyfriend took you to. Get out of town.
Was it the mummy?
Yeah, Scorpion King is a mummy movie.
Okay.
Without Brendan Fraser.
No, I saw the Brendan Fraser one.
Okay, and it was great.
No.
Well, you're goofy. You think Star Trek was great. Goofy. We just saw you were wrong. We just saw it. Go to VIP, see it. She's wrong.
It's so good.
But I don't know. I don't know how everybody knew this new one would be so bad. Maybe they knew what I didn't really know until I watched this. Tom Cruise thinks he's funny. And he tries to be charming and make jokes like Brendan Fraser did. He's not funny. There's nothing funny about him. Whenever you think Tom Cruise is funny, it's because somebody told him to do something goofy and he really went for it. Like Tropic Thunder. Fat millionaire. And he just keeps, I mean, they even show it after the credits again. He's dancing around. It wasn't that funny, but he thinks he's funny.
You know why he thinks it's funny? Here's the thing. They, for some reason.
17% on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way. Brendan Fraser's laughing again.
Tom Cruise is this shiny piece of shine. You know what I mean? He's like the whitest teeth in the world where every time he opens his mouth, ding, it just, you know, sparkles. His skin is flawless, even though he must be 102 by now. His shoes, even when he's in a movie running for his life, are still gleaming. Right. This is ridiculous. They keep putting him in these like, what's the word for it? Blue collar, regular Joe sort of movies. You will never look like that, Tom. And then he can't act like that either. Right. So his acting skills don't go further than like his pretty face, I guess. And then it gets, you don't buy it. So I don't know why anybody would watch anything with Tom Cruise in it unless he's like constantly looking in the camera and you're into that and just going, it's me, and that's it.
Right. Like even in Rain
Man. Not a thing.
Like looking back, even in Rain Man, it wasn't great because he was great. You know, he was this egotistical asshole trying to get Rain Man's money. Rain Man was great, and the story was great.
Oh my God, that was such a boring movie.
Well, now you know you're really goofy. Hold on, let's calm down.
Tom Cruise
now
has made knows some she's fantastic goofy. Movies.
Of course.
This is going down a slippery slope real fast, and I ain't having it.
No, thanks.
No one like him.
You don't like Risky Business?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't like Rain Man.
Oh,
everyone
Lord.
Likes Rain Man.
I don't get it.
Top Gun's great.
Nope.
Days of Thunder is great. Few of those Mission Impossibles are pretty great. Minority Report, that's a flick right there.
Didn't see that one.
But the weird thing about Tom Cruise is that everyone is able to just look past the fact that Scientology has now been outed as like the most insane criminal. Religion.
Right.
Yeah, it is criminal.
It's the mob.
And he's like, he's pretty much like the head honcho of the fucking thing at this point, right?
Because he knows not to say one. He's being mum about it. He's not. He knows not to say one word
about it.
Yeah, he knows not to say a thing. Like, it's okay because of this. It's not okay because he knows. Just be quiet, and maybe his career can keep going on. And it kind of is.
Kind of is. It absolutely is.
Oh, it absolutely is. This mummy movie is terrible, though.
Yeah, but he got paid. Like, what's he losing out of this?
I tricked you.
It will have no effect on his career whatsoever.
I just tricked Linda. She loves Tom Cruise now.
Oh, no. I know he's going to be fine. It's Scientology. Yeah. He is the spokesperson. It protects him like crazy. And also, even if it didn't, like, one bad movie is going to spoil this whole idiot's life. Fuck you. This guy is like a terrible human being. He is the Lord right now of what's fucking with America so goddamn hard. Scientology, it's like they own all these businesses. I saw that documentary. So did you. Why are we celebrating this motherfucker?
Can I tell you something? First of all, welcome to the party. For years, I'm saying how bad Scientology is. Henda keeps shutting it down going, but all religions are bad.
They are all bad.
Finally sees this.
Oh, Christianity? Movie. I'm not like, just because I'm reaming on like Scientology doesn't mean Christianity is getting a pass too. These motherfucking kid touchers, these disgusting people who get together and show their Chick-fil-A because Jesus said, like, garbage human beings, garbage. I'm not saying all Christians are on time, but yes, look at yourselves. You get together for hate. It's disgusting. Let's go see his movie.
Jesus's?
Him too. But his movie sucked too, Jesus. Oh my God.
Boy, Jesus'
we
movie?
Get it. Oh my God. Your mother That's had it. Sex. I think Jesus' mother was raped. Nobody wanted to talk about it. And it was like, oh no, it's God. You know?
I like you're making something had to happen.
That's a conspiracy theory I can get behind.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> Since we're making things up, it was probably Santa Claus who did it.
Wonder Woman, week two, $205 million. The Mummy, $32 million. cost $125 million to produce. So that's fun news. They were thinking about redoing all these, like Frankenstein and Dracula, but now they're questioning it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, for no. Nobody will get their wonderful scripts out again?
Mike Lawrence said, I would love if The Mummy ends with the sarcophagus opening up and you just see modern day Brandon Fraser. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. Something happened. I saw the promo during The Mummy. There's a promo for a Chris Brown movie. It's a documentary. It's called Welcome to My Life. And he's earnestly talking to the camera saying, I was on top of the world. And they show him, you know, all these records he broke and stadiums he played at. And all of a sudden, I was public enemy number one. You're supposed to see this movie and feel bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
he's like another guy who's doing fine. He's back in the mix.
Yeah, 76% of the audience members on Rotten Tomatoes supposedly saw this movie already. And are like, fuck yeah, Chris Brown.
I think it's Chris Brown propaganda film. Like, it's just
well, of
him,
course it must yeah. be. But what could he be saying? What could he be saying? You don't know the whole story. And then he doesn't talk about the Rihanna beating. Like, what could he be saying? But it's like, thank you know what? I'm glad you calmed down these assholes, Chris Brown.
Yeah, I think he can only say what he's been saying. I said, I'm sorry, or, you know, like, can't right. we move past this? And then he'll break something and then be like, you know, everyone gets mad. What does everybody say who punches women in the face? Look, oopsie, my bad.
Look, if you've never
if I been, was there, it never would have happened.
Right, that's right.
Hey, buddy, that's Rihanna.
And then I see the people under cast and crew for Chris Brown. Usher Raymond, Jennifer Lopez, DJ Khalid, Mary J. Blige. So these people got to be sticking up for him, right? They wouldn't have both sides in this movie.
Unless they're just there because they're on the same show together.
I see.
You know, or like in the same room together.
They all say no comment.
That's the thing. I, you know, who the fuck knows? Mary J., please no. I just want to like no. I just want to say no right now. And nobody tell me if Mary J. said something nice about Chris Brown.
She's number four on the list.
No,
she must
I
have.
Love you, Mary.
I'll never get past the name Usher Raymond.
The third.
So good. We had to keep it going three times.
Alanis Morissette is in this movie.
Oh, she's not into his garbage. No, I'm going to. Are you saying that just because I'm.
She hates men that don't beat women. So what the hell? How's she going to come to his defense?
No, she's not in.
Okay. She's my golden god.
Is she?
I don't know. I just say shit sometimes. I love her though.
All right, look. The Mummy? Not good. Okay? Okay.
I might have to check it out now.
No, it's something to see.
It's been hyped so
much. It's 3D. I mean, how bad can it be? There's mummies. Right? Everybody loves mummies.
Of course.
We kind of moved on to zombies, but if you like slower zombies.
Zombies have been done. Vampires have been done. You know, it's just a recirculation of all these.
In this
mummies are really the least scary.
In the movie Mummies, there's this character in it. Good guy and bad guy. Let me explain. Because Tom Cruise meets him, and the guy goes, hello, let me introduce myself. I'm H. Jekyll. I'm like, what? So, of course, H. Jekyll, he's about to go crazy. So, he's got to use some kind of drug on himself. And then he can't get to the drug. And guess what? He turns into one Mr. Hyde, a monster. What does this have to do with the mummy?
They're like, if you don't like this story, we got another one right here. We got a classic for you. The B plot.
Let me introduce you to my friend, Frankie Steen. Okay. All right. Give me a break.
Do you let your kid watch TV?
Horrible things. Yeah. He loves dinosaurs. I put Jurassic Park on him for him the other day. You forget how kind of brutal that movie is at times when the T-Rex plucks the guy off the toilet while he's taking a shit.
And now your kid won't take a shit for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, so much for potty training.
The Smiths do not
16,
talk to each
I'll
other,
be changing right? his pull-ups.
The Twitter account for Doug Smith is @WhoDougSmith. And of course, like I mentioned before, you host See You in Hell. That is where a stand-up comedian is performing.
To UCB Chelsea, by the way.
UCB Chelsea. Chelsea.
Wow. The big league.
I apologize.
Hey, quite all right.
So somebody will be performing stand-up, but they have to go through some sort of hellish treatment. for example. Maybe you'll put candy apples on a stick and they have to hold it in their hands the entire time.
Yep. I mean, candy apples usually come on a stick already.
Okay.
But they hold those sticks and they chow down.
Now, that's not a bad one because...
Duct tape to their hands, too, so they can't let go of them.
Nick Turner was waterboarded. Man, I sure hope I get the candy apples.
Was anyone upset about any of it?
We have a drinking hell, and there's plenty of comics that don't drink. So we've ruined a couple lives because they'll say, I don't drink. And we'll be like, well, that's tough fucking shit. You're drinking.
And they'll do it.
No. Okay. if they don't... We'll give them the option. We have had a few people that have not necessarily sober people, but people that have been trying to do sober January or something like that. And okay. They'll be like, oh, fuck it. I'll do it. It's only 4 shots of whiskey. It's no big deal.
Right.
What, right before you get on stage?
During your set.
Did anyone throw up or anything?
No. In 5 years, it's rather disappointing. No vomiting in 5 years of doing the show. And we do also, eating hells. We don't really do as many eating hells anymore. We've done
candy
apples. Yeah, it does add up. We've done easy cheese hands. Ugh. Two cans of easy cheese. Easy cheese is like $6 a can.
Yeah.
I always thought that was like white trash food, but it's like, who can afford that shit?
What do you do with the cheese?
You just duct tape them to their hands. They just spray them in their mouth.
How often
do crackers,
they have to spray?
Raw dog easy cheese.
How often do they have to spray it?
I mean, it's like an honor system. It's like if you're up there, you got to,
can you imagine
to finish the cans of cheese.
They're swallowing 2 cans of cheese. I got cramped up from an apple. I don't get it.
What's another food one? I kind of want to do it.
I'm just hungry. She calls you up.
I won't eat cheese, though.
We always try to theme it depending on, whatever month it is. So I think one time the show fell on Cinco de Mayo, so we made Dan Wilbur drink 2 jars of salsa.
Oh, God.
He was a sport about that. We've done...
Was his butt a sport about that? Oh, my God.
Do you close off the toilet?
Yeah. The saran wrap trick.
What do you do?
Gotcha.
Do you do any of the hells?
No. We're the devils. No hells befall us.
You ever see the devil in movies? He's not on fire.
The worst one, in my opinion, we made Joe Pera eat an entire foot-long Subway sandwich.
Oh, I feel like I could do that.
But Subway is just, I'd rather eat anything but Subway.
Right.
With the yoga mat bread, come on, it's appalling.
No, Hemda loves
that's dangerous
Subway.
Stuff.
Hemda loves Subway and hates Rain Man. I mean, this is what you do. You guys wouldn't be able to get her. All right, well, you want to see this? It's the first Saturday of every month, midnight at UCB Chelsea with Matt Wayne. It's called See You in Hell, and also he's on the upcoming season of This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central.
What's generally your story about?
It's the face slashing story. Yeah, that's all I got. I'm gonna ride that one into the ground.
Do you ever sometimes when you grow a beard, do you have to shave if you have a show coming up so people see
so
the
I
scar?
Really, yeah. Sometimes I take a little eyeliner pencil and
draw it in,
touch it up a little bit. It keeps fading. When this guy gets out of prison, I'm gonna have to be like, hey man, I need you to touch this thing up. Losing my street cred.
You're following him. He's like, leave me alone. I'm rehabilitating.
That is a lady.
That's
and over
the
there,
old
that
me.
Is a lady. And that is a lady.
He's like, please leave me alone. I'm sorry. Doug, thank you, man. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. KeithandTheGirl.com.